It is my absolute honor and privilege to be standing here before you today with standing room only. This is humbling.
Petersburg Indian Association President Derek Lopez and the Keeksquan Dance Group of Cake welcomed a crowd of more than 130 people to Sunday's dedication of the Hollingstad Paradovich Building. They filled the large, sunny second-floor room, which has windows overlooking the Muskeg and mountains in the distance. State Senator Albert Kukesh of Angoon was one of the many dignitaries invited to speak for the occasion.
I've heard people all of my life in my village say that when you do good things and people see it, you lift up the face of our people. I want to thank you for doing that. You're lifting up the face of our people. In Petersburg, Alaska, people are going to see this building and they're going to see the name on it. And they're going to know that those people were Tlingit women. They were Native women. And you're going to be proud of this building, and you're going to be proud of the names that are on it. And you're going to be proud of those names because they're helping to lift the name and the face of our people.
Chapla Yuhatosak Yehna Hatsaji Taktentan Ayahat.
Several speakers, like Sea Alaska Corporation Vice President Nicole Hollingstad, introduced themselves in Tlingit. Nicole Hollingstad is the granddaughter of Amy Hollingstad. She read from a letter written by her uncle Leonard Hollingstad, who was unable to make it to the dedication.
My thoughts today are not of my mom's politics, but of her policies. I can't pose on just one great speech, because she made many. I can't pose on her lifelong fight for Native rights, because her interests and battles extended far beyond any single issue. Amy insisted that every living person had rights to agree or disagree, to be silent or to be loud, above all else, always aim to show respect, which she would point out was a difficult trait to master.
Amy Hollingstad was born in Haines in 1901, but she was a longtime resident of Petersburg. She was a prominent advocate of Native rights and served as a Grand Camp president for the Alaska Native Sisterhood. The Petersburg Indian Association highlighted Hollingstad's many achievements, including her role in the formation of the Tlingit Haida Central Council, the Mount Edgecombe School, and the Alaska Native Service Hospital. She passed away in 1974. Hollingstad was a contemporary of Elizabeth Paradovich, the Petersburg-born civil rights leader who was instrumental in the 1945 passage of Alaska's Anti-Discrimination Act. Paradovich is well known for a passionate speech that finally convinced territorial legislators to pass the measure, the first of its kind in the nation. She was also an Alaska Native Sisterhood Grand Camp president, and her husband Roy served as president of the Alaska Native Brotherhood. She passed away in 1958. 30 years later, the state legislature designated February 16th as Elizabeth Paradovich Day. ANS Executive Committee member Jackie Martin spoke on Paradovich's life.
Think back about when, how the times were during the 1940s and during when the anti-discrimination bill was passed, when it was passed. I wish I could have been there to see the celebration that they had, Roy and Elizabeth going to a celebration at the Baranoff Hotel to dance, where they were not welcome before they were able to enter and celebrate.
PIA's decision to honor Hollingstad and Paradovich's memory and works was a source of pride for the speakers, especially elders who remembered the daily discrimination and segregation that prompted the push for the Anti-Discrimination Act. Clarence Jackson is Sea Alaska's longest-standing board member and a former mayor of Cake.
And I want to bring something to leave you for food for thought. What somebody would think, you know, maybe if they were here long ago. What if this thing that we call life, is it culture? Is it respect? Is it dignity? Or is it compassion? Or is it the good life? It is all of them. But some of them we have to earn. Thank you so very much.
Formerly known as the Omni Building, the Indian Association's 24,000-square-foot office complex once housed the Forest Service's Tonga Supervisor's Office. The PIA purchased it in the fall of 2007 for $695,000 and paid it off in full early this month. Along with the PIA's offices and programs, the building also rents space to NOAA Fisheries Enforcement, the Department of Motor Vehicles, and the visiting engineers who are working on Petersburg's airport improvement project. But it's not just the building that impressed many of the visitors at the dedication. The PIA has also been expanding its role in Petersburg over the last several years. The tribal government has been using its federal funding and tribal funds to help not only tribal members, but also the entire town, with road paving and safety projects, and a citywide recycling collection program and more. Assistant PIA Administrator Will Ware emphasized a message of harmony as he addressed the diverse group.
Our greatest vision, I believe, is the development of our greatest resource, and that's our tribal people. Of gaining them more suitable employment, our young people to be able to grow up knowing something of their culture and be able to have a sense of pride about their culture. You know, here in Petersburg, one of the main goals that we've had as a board is to want to become a contributing member of this community, a significant contributing member of this community. And so that is the goals that we have set for ourselves. Those are the goals that we are pushing towards, that we aren't just known as a separate entity within Petersburg, but that we are woven into the beautiful tapestry of this blanket that we have right here in Petersburg. It's known as Little Norway, but yet we have a strong contingency of a local native flavor. And that flavor can coexist, and it does, and it's beginning to coexist beautifully. It's our hope to continue to foster that and to just to make some of the dreams of some of our past elders that truth of being able to coexist a true reality.
Sunday's dedication wrapped up with an enthusiastic performance by the Keeksquan dancers and the unveiling of the building's new sign, which was carved by Amy Hollingstad's grandson and the event organizer, Skip Hollingstad.
The sign represents Amy's Eagle Moiety and Split Killerwhale Clan, Sockway D, and Elizabeth's Raven Moiety and Sockeye Clan. I hope everyone likes the end result. And I hope my grandmother Amy and Elizabeth would be happy with the job I did. Somehow I think they would, no matter what the results were.
In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.